Today we are assembled for this very auspicious occasion, where two very sincere devotees of the Lord are taking vows to remain united through their lives in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. The purpose of human life is purification of the heart. When the heart is pure, our original natural love for Krishna is awakened. That love is the only goal that will fulfill the desire of the soul. Without that love for Krishna, we remain within this material existence, struggling for happiness, birth after birth after birth. But Krishna tells us in Gita that the happiness of this world is the cause of all suffering. We become attached to something, but because of its temporary nature, it either disappoints us or it is stripped away from us. Krishna is the supreme and only true object of our love. When love for Krishna is awakened in our hearts, then our human existence actually achieves its true goal. Therefore, every aspect of human life should be to create a favorable environment to purify our hearts. Unfortunately, today, in the name of society, friendship, and love, people are further entangling themselves in karmic conditions. Krishna tells us in the third chapter of Gita that whatever work done for the sacrifice of serving Vishnu, it purifies our heart and is the cause of our liberation. But any other work for any other purpose only further entangles us in the miseries of life. Thus the Lord has created the varnashram system. The four varnas and four ashrams are meant to regulate our lives in such a way that our purpose is always to purify our hearts in the service of Krishna. This marriage ceremony is a very important samskara, or spiritual purification. It is a time when a man and woman come together to take vows to live a regulated life of devotional service together. In this age of Kali Yuga, it is extremely rare to find a grihastha. Grihastha means a husband and wife that live together very purely in the service of Krishna. And this is perhaps the greatest need in our society today, to see these examples. We are extremely pleased and grateful to Hari Vilas Prabhu and Sudevi Sakhi Devi Mataji, because they are taking vows to live by this example for the ultimate benefit of all human society. There are hundreds and thousands of marriages that take place in the world every day. In most cases, they are simply an agreement to try to help each other enjoy material life. It is extraordinarily rare for people to take these vows for the real purpose that the vows have been created by God. And therefore we have all come together today to celebrate the sincerity of these two wonderful devotees. When we see devotees taking steps forward in their service to Krishna, it is a joyous occasion. Hari Vilas Prabhu has shown the qualities of a very humble, very sincere, and hard-working devotee of the Lord. He has won the respect of very, very senior devotees because of his genuine spiritual qualities. And we are most grateful to him for that. Sudevi Sakhi Mataji has very much won the hearts of all those who know her. Very enthusiastic to hear about Krishna, enthusiastic to sing his glories. Very simple and very humble. In fact, she had a very high-paying job. She was quite famous. She was traveling all over the world, singing songs and entertaining people. But she was willing to renounce it all, to be a chaste, faithful wife to Hari Vilas, and assist him with her life and soul in preaching the message of Krishna. These two devotees coming together is very auspicious. And it is our hope and prayer that they will give great charity to this spiritually poverty-stricken world that we live in. Hari Vilas Prabhu, the vows you are taking today are serious. You are taking vow to protect your wife throughout her life, to protect her physically by providing the comforts and needs, by protecting her emotionally, by giving her appreciation and encouragement, by showing your genuine concern for her welfare in all aspects of her life, and to spiritually protect her by being a first-class example of Krishna consciousness in your life and giving all facilities to her for spiritual progress. And Sudevi Sakhi Devi Mataji, you are taking vows today to be a chaste and faithful assistant of your husband, to create a spiritual environment in your home that will be very pleasing. You should both be willing to accept any type of sacrifice to maintain the unity and the sanctity of your relationship. Together, you should dedicate yourselves to serving Krishna and serving his devotees. The scriptures explained one of the foremost duties of a grihastha is to give in charity. When we have something, we should be willing to share it with those who are in need. And if we don't share what we have with others, we become hard-hearted. And the greatest need in society is the need for an understanding of Krishna. The greatest charity you can give is by setting a very excellent example for others to follow. Together you should have exemplary sadhana, every day chanting the holy names attentively according to your vows. You should be very eager to hear about the message of Krishna. You should be very eager to serve the devotees every possible way. And you should be very eager to preach this message to others. Lord Ram was willing to fight one of the greatest wars in history just to protect his wife Sita. And Sita was willing to undergo the most tragic difficulties of living in a jungle for 14 years just to assist her husband Ram. If you both live in this spirit, through your marriage, you will perfect your lives and go back home, back to Godhead. In this age of Kali, the chanting of the holy names is the only means by which we can achieve love for Krishna. The focus, the center of your relationship should be to create a favorable environment to chant the holy names. In order to do so, there has to be a spirit of service between the two of you. That service should be offered with affection and care, and especially tolerance. In Kali Yuga, tolerance is most required. Because by the nature of this age, when two false egos come together, there is bound to be conflict. There will be disagreements, misunderstandings. As time goes on, certain things about each other will be disgusting. Certain points of view, there will be great disagreements. I think anyone who has been married for any length of time will tell you that it is inevitable. The sanctity of your marriage will be based on how you don't take these differences very seriously. Srila Prabhupada has said that in Vedic culture, the conflicts and disagreements of husband and wife should never be taken seriously. The only thing we should take seriously is that we are united in the service of Krishna. You should be very understanding. You should be very forgiving to each other. And each of you will go through phases of life where you're having difficulties. When your partner is having difficulty, you should, in the spirit of humble service, do everything you can to pick each other up. Treat each other in such a way that you keep always as your purpose to please Krishna. If you unnecessarily mistreat your wife, that is Vaishnav aparad, and it will create a great problem in your spiritual life. Wife does not belong to husband. Wife belongs to Krishna. Guru and Krishna are entrusting the wife under your care. How you treat your wife is how you treat Krishna. We should have great respect. And the husband is the representative of Krishna to the wife. You should serve him as representative of Guru. How you treat him is how Krishna will accept you. So these standards may seem very high, but if you are sincere and earnestly try, Krishna will certainly give you the ability to follow very nicely. And if you just honestly try, your home will become Vaikuntha. So today, I'm very proud of both of you. And I'm very grateful to everyone who has come to give you their blessings. And on this auspicious occasion, I pray at the lotus feet of our beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all of the previous acharyas to shower their blessings upon you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Everyone, pray for blessings upon them by loudly chanting Hari Bol.